Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. America's Next Top Model returns tonight after a year of sabbatical. The latest edition has a new home, VH1 taking over from the CW. Judge Jurelius joins me next in an internet radio exclusive. Also ahead, no CBS Viacom connection, Golden Globe TV nominees, Critics' Choice TV winners, and our classic trivia question this week. Hello everyone, I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York on Blog Talk Radio. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later this half hour. Thanks for having with us on this Monday afternoon for the program All About Television. Hope you're having a great holiday season so far. 45 degrees at the top of the hour here in the New York metro area. We have great guests coming right over the next 45 minutes, and we invite you to be part of the program. All it takes is your voice and this number, 646-652-2906. 646-652-2906. That number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country, all around the world right here on Blog Talk Radio. Our chat room is open for your business as well. It's SimonApple04 by name. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/television. Get in the room and be involved. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen. Follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. Drew Elliott, one of the judges on America's Next Top Model, joins us live from New York after these news notes. There's been a lot of talk over the last few months that CBS and Viacom would get together. Not so fast, and apparently not right now. That is the story from CNBC correspondent David Faber this morning on Squawk on the Street, where at the top of 9 o'clock this morning, he announced that Sherry Redstone, the key investor in both CBS and Viacom, has decided no merger happening. She has put together a letter that will easily be released by the end of the day today or before the end of the week to both parties at CBS and Viacom saying, nope, we're not going to have a merger, and we believe Viacom would work better, at least for the moment, as an independent company. Again, CNBC broke the story this morning. The letter has not come out as far as we know, but we expect it to come out either before the end of the day today or before the end of the week. And for sure, we now know who the nominees are for the Golden Globes of 2017. That ceremony will be happening live from Hollywood January 8th on NBC with Jimmy Fallon hosting. And we're going to give you the TV nominees now. First half now, second half later in the program. Let's start with the program nominees. For Best Comedy, Atlanta, Black-ish, Both Brothers Jungle, which won last year, Transparent, and Deep. For Best Drama, Game of Thrones is going to be going up against four newbies. Three of them went on the air over the last 3 months alone. And that's The Crow, that's The Crown, and Stranger Things on Netflix, This Is Us on NBC, and Westworld on HBO. And in the category of made-for-TV movie and miniseries, the nominees are American Crime on ABC, The Dresser on Stars, The Night Manager from AMC, The Night Of on HBO, and The Revenge Crime Story, The People vs. O.J. Simpson on FX. For Best Actor in a Comedy, the nominees are Anthony Anderson for Black-ish, Gael García Bernal, who won last this year for Mozart in the Jungle, Donald Glover for Atlanta, Nick Nolte for Epic Series Graves, and Jeffrey Tambor, former winner for Transparent on Amazon. The Best Comedy Actress nominees, Rachel Bloom for Crazy Ex-Girlfriend on the CW, Julie Lee Dreyfus from Veep on HBO, Sarah Jessica Parker for Divorce, another HBO person, Issa Rae for Insecure, and Gina Rodriguez, who won previously for Jane the Virgin, also Tracy Ellis Ross for Black-ish. In the drama categories, Best Actor nominees are Rami Malek for Mr. Robot in USA, Bob Odenkirk, who earlier won a Critics' Choice Award. We'll have more about that later in the program for Better Call Saul. Matthew Rice for The Americans, Lee Schreiber for Ray Donovan on Showtime, and Billy Bob Thornton for the new Amazon series, Goliath. And for Best Actress in a Drama, the nominees are Katarina Balfe for Outlander on Stars, Claire Foy for The Crown, Kerry Russell for The Americans, Winona Ryder for Stranger Things, and Emma Rachel Wood for Westworld. We'll have the rest of the acting nominees later in the program. And again, the Golden Globe Awards will be happening live January 8th from Hollywood on NBC. Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show doing the hosting honors next year. Right now, joining us live from New York, one of the judges on America's Next Top Model, coming back after a year sabbatical on VH1 tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time, Drew Elliott. Drew Season Screens, welcome to our program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. What do you and your fellow judges think about America's Next Top Model coming back? Why do you think it is coming back?
I think it is I know it's coming back because it is one of the most exciting fashion franchises ever to be on television, and we have brought it back to give it a little bit of a revamp, which is very exciting, and you will see a lot of new elements, but it's the same show that you know and love.
Why do you think it lasted so long on the CW? What made it such a top program for years?
I think a combination of both, you know, being a model and being, you know, a brand and that type of thing. I think it's part of the American dream. And I think, you know, every woman and later in those seasons, every man, you know, could live that dream every week on television. And I think as the fashion industry has changed and, you know, modeling's become so different, I think what we set out to do for this season is really show how the industry has moved. And, you know, what we're having our girls do this season is really exciting and on par with where the fashion and modeling industry is going.
What are they doing that is different? And as you say, typifies where the whole fashion scene is headed.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, models today are everyday names, almost like back in the day of the, you know, kind of branded supermodel. But now, you know, we have so many outlets for these women to become, you know, quite international superstars, whether that be social media, whether that be in music videos or, you know, in the traditional campaigns and being actresses. So, you know, our host Rita Ora really encapsulates that in that, you know, she is in films, she's a musician, she is an actress, she is in campaign, she designs, you know, an Adidas line. So she really kind of like encapsulates what we are looking for on this season. And I think that it's, you know, given the challenges and the things that we do, you know, in this cycle, there are going to be some really interesting surprises and people will really get an intimate view into, you know, what it is like to be part of the fashion industry.
If you've judged on America's Next Top Model before, was it very easy to get back into the swing of things?
Well, I was always a fan of the show. So I loved the show for years and years and have, you know, Kelly Catrone's a friend. And so I've known people throughout the years. So, you know, when they gave me this task to both, you know, be the creative consultant of the show and also to be a judge, I was very, very excited. And I think that, you know, bringing a bunch of new elements to it and really kind of bringing it up to pop culture was really exciting. So you'll see a lot of pop-ins from some very big celebrities, everyone from DJ Khaled to Zendaya to Amber Rose. As well as, you know, industry leaders like Ellen Von Unwerth and, you know, amazing stylist is really, really interesting, you know, for this season. But it still has all of that drama and, you know, hardcore, you know, challenges. And there are tears and there's some laughter. So it'll be exciting. It's a roller coaster this season, I have to tell you.
Was it a roller coaster that you expected, especially
No.
given you're one of the new judges on the show?
No, it is not a roller coaster I expected because I think, you know, what's so interesting is you know, we really, you know, Law Roach, Ashley Graham, Rita Ora, and myself, we really kind of each week it didn't matter what happened the week before. So you'll see girls at the very top one week and then at the very bottom the next week. So they were really judged based on their work and you know, exactly what we were looking for. So, you know, the people who I thought would win at the beginning, you know, when I first met all of them based on, you know, who are the top four at the end are very different stories.
Mm-hmm. Drew Elliott is one of the judges this year on the return of America's Next Top Model. And that return is tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on VH1. Of course, the show is on for many, many years on the CW and then wrapped up in 2015. By the way, also judging on the program is, as mentioned, Ashley Graham, who was recently seen on VH1 during their Divas Live concert with Mariah Carey and company, live from here in Brooklyn at the Lowe's King Theater. If you've never gone there, it is an amazing site for all sorts of special performances, as well as image architect Law Roach. And in addition, if you don't know, Drew Elliott is also not only a judge, but also is the chief creative officer of a very popular magazine in the fashion world, Paper. Drew joins us live here in New York this half hour on Tomorrow We Tell Live. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York. Delighted to be with us on this Monday of holiday season 2016. Happy to have you aboard. If you have a question or comment for Drew, give us a ring. Simon, it's 646-462-2906. There we go, 646-652-2906. Or you can go to chat room, Simon Apple 04, and we welcome guest 1226 into the room. So get in either by the phone or the chat room. Either way, we will hear you. Friday on the program, we have a night edition for you, and two-thirds of it will be about TV technology. Where is it at, and where is it going? We're going to see smart TVs and smart devices like Roku and Apple TV and Amazon Fire, etc. What about Ultra HD? And is virtual reality going to come on the television set next year in a big way? Two people will talk about it during the first hour of this edition. Anthony Ha, the senior writer of TechCrunch, the great website, and Lloyd Clark, director of product management at Roku. And then we'll talk to the key executive producer and developer of Shooter, the USA Network series that's on Tuesday nights, John Hatlin. It's all coming up Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, 90th edition of our program right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. As you mentioned earlier, Drew, there's a new host in town with this edition of America's Next Top Model. That's Rita Ohm, very popular singer, actress. I saw her last season a season ago on Empire. And I know there's some social media folks out there or diehard fans of the show who are like saying, well, she's not a model. Therefore, why should she be host of the show when Tyra Banks, of course, has hosted and executive produced it for many, many years? What do you say to people who think that, because Rita's not a model, though she's an entrepreneur and so on, that a model should be hosting, not her?
Well, I think, you know, as we approach the show, Tyra Banks gave both Rita, myself, and also Ashley and Law, you know, some really clear direction and said, you know, this business is changing and we're really looking for more than a model. We're looking for someone who can be a spokesperson and who can become a brand. And I think Rita embodies a brand. And so, you know, she is talented in so many different ways. And, you know, there will be some pop-ins from Tyra throughout the season who to keep us guided in the right direction. So there's Tyra's still there in a fun way.
Do a lot of the things that the contestants go through this year sort of exemplify this idea that models at some point need to be more than models? They need to be spokespeople. I know a model, for example, here in Brooklyn who ballroom dances. I know others that that do other things that are getting into, of course, acting and so on. And I'm wondering if the paces that the contestants went into this season sort of exemplify that more of, at some point you have to be more than that because that's where your career might turn.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, everything from, you know, it's not about the stagnant image anymore. That's old. And so, you know, that used to be how a model was judged. Now it's more about, you know, how can you dance or what do you look like in motion or when you're speaking or all, you know, how do you appear in your social media channels? All of those ladder up to being a celebrated model in today's world. And so as we go through the various episodes, we are testing them on all of those things. And we really do, put them to the true test as we go through that.
Well, what are some of those tests? Give me like one or two that we'll see like early on.
I wish I could tell you, but I can't. You're going to have to tune in to see because some of them are very, very interesting.
How long did it take to pick the contestants?
We started out with a large group of about 30 girls, which has been pared down to 14 in the first episode, and then they are eliminated one by one as we go through each of the episodes.
Mm-hmm. And so in each episode, you mentioned one gets eliminated until one ultimately does become America's Next Top Model. Did you have an idea, Drew, of the kind of judging criteria you would go to? And as you went through it, did your criteria, as well as from the other judges as well, did it alter? Did it change? Did you like, you know, were there a lot of tough calls, close calls?
I think, you know, what I was surprised is, you know, everyone was very different. There were some girls that came in and they had what it took to be a model. But then there were some girls that came in that I wasn't quite sure about, but then they really took this to heart and really took our critiques and, you know, the exercises and the various amazing opportunities that we gave them. And they used those as learning devices and became stronger and stronger and stronger. So I think that, you know, I think it was amazing to be a mentor to, you know, some of these amazing girls, and they're all very, very talented on their own. And it was exciting to see them blossom. And, you know, what I said to them, you know, at the end is I don't think you understand what this experience was. You worked with the best of the best in the whole world, all within 6 weeks. And so it's very exciting.
Mm-hmm. How did the models grow in terms of their, not just their personality or their demeanor, but really in their soul, in terms of how they see life, in terms of how they see this business, in terms of how they really get what it takes to be successful, if not full time, part time?
I mean, I think they saw so many different things. I think, you know, first off, I think that they heard from us, and you know, the group, the four of us have had so much experience across all these businesses. So they got to hear some interesting things there. I think that they got to see the rigor that it is. So, you know, being on a shoot every day, being on every day, being there, you know, we're basically the clients in this sense. So they're basically, you know, pleasing us or making us want them and that type of thing. I think everything down to, there were paparazzi outside the set every day, you know, waiting to snap pictures. And I think that they really saw like what fame and what kind of this exciting life can bring to them. And some of them buckled under that pressure and some of them thrived under that pressure.
Mm-hmm. A few weeks ago, Drew, we had Mike Richards, the executive producer of The Price is Right and Let's Make a Deal on CBS. And, you know, way, way back in the 60s, when you had models on shows like The Price is Right or Let's Make a Deal, et cetera, you know, like a Carol Merrill, you would just like, you know, take the hand, wave it, point to the curtain of the door, and then show the prize. But now when you see Price is Right, Let's Make a Deal, you have Tiffany Coyne, who is as much sort of a co-host in a way as Wayne Brady and Jonathan Magnum are, or you see models like Rachel Reynolds and Manuela, who have personality, who are talking to the contestants. They're not just, you know, showing the prize and whatever. I'm curious if along the way there was any consideration in terms of either bringing models who've done television work, like a game show, into the competition in terms of a skill or a particular situation, or that other types of shows, let's say, were utilized in terms of showing people here's where a model might go in terms of career.
Yeah, absolutely. Game show was not one of those, but definitely television and acting became a piece of that because, you know, you're seeing a lot of models, you know, Cara Delevingne and many, many Lucky Blue Smith. You're seeing many models turn to motion picture and television as part of their repertoire of their talent. And so that was definitely a part of, you know, what we wanted to make sure that they would be capable of because that's really part of building that brand. And, you know, of course, you've seen, you know, Rita on various television programs. You know, you just mentioned Ashley, you know, being on Divas. And so you see that it becomes a really big part of it. You know, Ashley, you know, was the host of Miss America and things like that. So that those things become very, very important as you look at a repertoire of what a model and what a spokesperson can do.
Drew Elliott is one of the judges on America's Next Top Model. He also did a day job, the chief creative officer of a very popular magazine covering the fashion world, Max Paper. And America's Next Top Model comes back for a brand new season now on VH1, 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. And Drew joins us live here in New York this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Happy to have you with us this Monday afternoon, wherever you are across the country, around the world. Hope life is great for you. Simon Applebaum here with you live from New York. If you have a question or comment for Drew, give us the ring, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Next Monday on the program, we'll kick it off with the cinematographer for DC's Pocket Lens of Tomorrow on the CW, Malin Fox Williams. And then we'll focus on the state of Latino television, particularly Spanish language TV, going into 2017. Where will Univision and Telemundo and Azteca America and Estrella TV and others go? And what about YouTube maybe getting into Spanish language TV as well? We'll talk to somebody who knows the field. He knows because he's been at some of those networks in key management roles. His name is Court Stroud. He has his own company, the Snyder Group, and he'll be with us live, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, next Monday, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. What did you learn out of being a judge about the state of the fashion world?
What did I learn? I think, you know, what I learned, I mean, I had never really done a rigorous, you know, television show. I'd appeared on many other people's, but I had never worked on my own. And so I think I learned a lot about, television, which was really fascinating. And also, I learned in you know, how to make the most of, you know, amateur talent. So, you know, obviously these girls hadn't had that much experience, and what I needed them to do is deliver a high quality premium product. And so throughout the course of the competition, I really understood how I could get the best from each of them, and different tactics for different girls. And at the end of the day, it was to land that perfect picture, perfect image, or perfect, you know, video, so that when they arrived at the judging panel, you know, they had amazing work that they would be excited to share. So that was really, really interesting because, you know, as well as being a judge, I was also at all of their photo shoots that they did. So I was able to see what their performance was like while they were in action in front of the camera as well.
How has the fashion industry and magazines like yours rallied around the show now that it's back on the air?
Well, I think that, you know, what I think that's going to happen, and what I really, really want, you know, for America's Next Top Model, and we have seen successful models come out of the show, is I think that this is the time now of, you know, the young model and, you know, the girl who is really going to, you know, embrace her whole brand and bring that to social media and bring that to magazines like the one that I run, as well as television and all of those things. So what I look for a top model to do is really deliver some highly trained, high caliber girls into an industry that is, you know, constantly looking for new talent.
Mm-hmm. Finally, what's it been like for Tyra Banks and Ted Mall, the executive producer, especially Tyra, who's had a very unique track record in television, Top Model, her own talk show, Fab Life, which was on the last season on the in syndication on the ABC stations. What's it been like for her to bring this show back and take it to another level?
You know, I think that, you know, without speaking for Tyra, I think, you know, she was very excited. And, you know, I spoke to her throughout the process. And, of course, Ken Mock, who is fantastic and was very hands-on and was on set every day. You know, I think that they were really excited to, you know, they had done 22 cycles that were all very successful, but were all very, very the same. And I think with each judge and also, you know, with the new kind of creative direction that I worked on with them, they were able to see fashion in a different way and be able to see, you know, the challenges became, you know, less themed, less gimmick, and very, very much more driven to, you know, to ignite, you know, what a fashion community today would want. And I think what's so different today than even just a couple years ago is, you know, fashion is such a household, you know, kind of sensation. You know the designers, you know what those fashion houses are. You know, everyone from the Kardashians to, you know, H&M bringing, you know, designer partnerships, or Target bringing designer partnerships, and the democratization of style, that's really kind of like landed in everyone's lap, and style and fashion is for everyone. And so I think that what they were very excited about is you know, bringing this elevated fashion experience, but making it democratic so that everyone could feel a part.
The comeback of America's Next Top Model begins tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific on VH1. Check your local news for where the network is available in the area on cable and satellite. For more details about the program online, here's where you go, www.vh1.com. That's www.vh1.com. Drew Elliott, one of the judges on America's Next Top Model, thank you again for joining us. All the best to you, Tyra, Ken, everybody involved, for a wonderful return run on VH1. Hopefully many, many more seasons to come out of this. And from all of us, all of you, the very, very best for a wonderful holiday season and a great 2017.
Thank you so much, and you too.
You got it. It's been a pleasure. Take care.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Drew Elliott, judge on America's Next Top Model and chief content officer of Paper Magazine, joining me here in New York. And now let's give you the rest of the Golden Globe Awards in television that were announced earlier this morning in the acting categories. And we'll start with limited or made-for-TV movie actor. And the nominees are Riz Ahmed from The Night Of on HBO, Bryan Cranston for his performance as LBJ on the HBO movie All the Way, John Turturro, also from The Night Of, Courtney B. Vance from American Crime Story, the people which already said on FX, and Tom Hiddleston from The Night Manager on AMC. For Best Performance by an Actress in a Limited Series, Miniseries, Patriot Movie, the nominees are Felicity Huffman for American Crime, Riley Keough for The Girlfriend Experience on Stars, Sarah Paulson playing Marcia Clark in American Crime Story, people with O.J. Simpson, Charlotte Rampling for the BBC America drama London Spy, and Kerry Washington for playing Anita Hale in Confirmation on HBO. And finally, in the supporting actor category, and this is for anything, regular series, comedy drama, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the nominees are Sterling K. Brown for American Crime Story, Pupil Tony Simpson, Hugh Laurie for The Night Manager, John Lithgow for The Crown on Netflix, Christian Slater for Mr. Robot, as well as John Travolta for, again, People vs. O.J. Simpson. And finally, in the supporting actress category, Olivia Corman for The Night Manager on AMC, Lena Headey for Game of Thrones, Christy Newt and Mandy Moore for This Is Us on NBC, and finally, Sandy Newton for Westworld. So those are the nominations for the Golden Globe Awards, and they'll be presented live from Hollywood on Sunday, January 8th, full prime time on both coasts and live both coasts on NBC, hosted by The Tonight Show's Jimmy Fallon. More Tommy Televised coming your way after we pause for some nice words from the fine folks at Audible.com. If you're looking for a wonderful Christmas tale that'll charm people, both kids and families, all year long, hey, we got one for you from the fine folks at Audible.com. It's from James Patterson, and it's called Word of Mouth. And you can get it right now by having that be your free trial book through Audible.com. Audible.com is one great digital sound experience. Information, entertainment, inspiration, all there for you through over 180,000 titles. Choose from at any given time. And you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio. Remember, you sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. It's audibletrial.com/televised. You get one free audiobook like Word of Mouth by James Patterson and a one-month free trial of their service. And remember, because Audible is an Amazon company, the customer service is top of the universe. So check out a great app now experience for this holiday season and any season for that matter. audibletrial.com/televised. audibletrial.com/televised. And hear for yourself why digital sound, the audible.com way, is the greatest sound experience around. You're listening to Marvin Televised. We love the program All About the Tube. We're with you Mondays and Fridays, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, here on Blog Talk Radio. 90th edition coming your way on Friday. We've got Anthony Ha, the popular senior writer of TechCrunch, a great website covering technology, TV and otherwise. And then we have Lloyd Clark, director of product management at Roku, one of those smart TV devices that keeps on keeping on. And from Shooter, the USA Network series, Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock after SmackDown, John Havala. That's all coming up Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, here on Swabby Televised. Remember, all of our episodes of Blog Talk Radio this year and previous years are available to you anytime you like. Just go to our homepage and check it out, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. And don't forget, you can download our program by podcast via your smartphone and tablet at iTunes.com, or if you have Apple TV, the iTunes Podcast app. And if you don't have Apple TV, get it at an Apple store near you, or order it online. We come back. The Critics' Choice Awards for television that were handed out last night at A&E, and our classic trivia question of the week. All after we pause for web identification. You're listening to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, always with 25 million listeners around the world every month and growing. It's your home for Travel Pulse Radio. Check it out with Tim Hurd and Barry Kaufman. That's Travel Pulse Radio, nothing like it. It's on Mondays right here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, best to be available 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back tomorrow to Swabby Televised, 45-minute edition, last quarter hour coming your way. And if you have a question or comment about the world of television, get it in at 646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, Simon Apple 0418. Guest 1328 has just joined us along with guest 1225. We'll have the Critics' Choice Awards that were given out last night for television on A&E. But first, our classic trivia question of the week. If you know the answer and email me, and you're first with it, you will get the wonderful new book, Britcoms FAQ. It's all about those great British sitcoms of all time on television. Here's the question. Name the female member of Monty Python's Flying Circus. Name the female member of Monty Python's Flying Circus. All you have to do, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com, and get the answer in that email, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to let us know where you're from as well. And if you're first with the correct answer, you will win Britcoms FAQ, the latest in the FAQ TV line from Applause Books and Cinema. You can also use Twitter to get the answer in. Just use this hashtag, TWBT. That's Twitter, hashtag TWBT. And that hashtag is made available by the wonderful people at Hopscotch. They're the folks that invite you to create your own social soundtrack. And you can learn how with Marty Monaco and the Gang at www.hopscotch.com. That's www.hopscotch.com. And if you just came in and you missed the question, no problem. We'll post it tomorrow morning on my own Facebook page and my Twitter hashtag at UBTSimonTWBT. That's UBTSimonTWBT. Remember, you got to be in to win. So get involved and win. And all the very best. And now before we wrap things up for the day, we want to tell you about the people that did win last night in the world of television. We're talking about the Critics' Choice Awards. They're held annually by the Broadcast Film Critics Association. That's critics who do their thing, covering film and television, whether for newspapers, magazines, web, online, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And their annual awards ceremony was held last night in Los Angeles and carried live by A&E. So here's the list of the winners. We'll start with the programs for Best Drama, Game of Thrones. For Best Comedy, another HBO treat, Silicon Valley. Best Animation went to Netflix for BoJack Horseman. In the reality category, actually three of them, three separate winners. The Voice, Shark Tank, and Anthony Bourdain, Ports Unknown, on CNN. And by the way, Bourdain also won a Best Reality Show Host honor as well. The Best Talk Show, The Late Late Show with James Corden on CBS. And the Best Limited Series, American Crime Story, The People vs. O.J. Simpson. Going to the acting categories, the Best Actor in a Drama, Bob Odenkirk for AMC's Better Call Saul. Best Actress in a Drama, Evan Rachel Wood, who was just nominated for a Golden Globe Award for Westworld. For Supporting Actor in Drama, John Lithgow for The Crown. And for Best Supporting Actress, Fannie Newton for Westworld. The latter two also nominated for Golden Globes earlier today. And the guest performer, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, playing the big villain on The Walking Dead, whose the last episode for this current part of the season was last night on AMC. In the comedy category, the best actor, Donald Glover, for Atlanta, and for actress, Kate McKinnon, for her various work, Hillary Clinton and otherwise, on Saturday Night Live. Best supporting actor in the comedy went to Louis Anderson for Basket. Supporting actress in the comedy, Jane Krakowski, for Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. And guest performer, Alec Baldwin, Donald Trump and otherwise, on Saturday Night Live. And finally, in the limited series categories, best actor for limited series, Courtney B. Vance for People vs. O.J. Simpson, and for that same miniseries on FX, Sarah Paulson won for playing Marcia Clark for best actress in a limited series. Supporting actor in a limited, Sterling K. Brown for People vs. You Know What. And finally, for best supporting actress, Regina King for American Crime. I believe that's her second such honor in a row. And again, the Critics' Choice Awards were presented last night on A&E, live from Los Angeles. And that will do it for this edition of Smart Me Tell. I thank all of our people like you for listening. Of course, thanks again to Drew Elliott, one of the judges on America's Next Top Model, for being aboard. Remember, America's Next Top Model comes back tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on VH1. More details online at VH1.com. Friday on the program, 90-day edition kicks off with Anthony Ha, the senior writer of the very popular website TechCrunch. And then we have Lloyd Clark, Director of Product Management for Roku, one of the top smart TV devices around. And John Havlin, the developer and executive producer of Shooter. You can see that tomorrow night at 10 o'clock after SmackDown on the USA Network. And 1 week from today, we've got the Director of Photography for the popular CW series, DC Legends of Tomorrow, Malhan Fox-Williams, and a veteran of Spanish language television, now on his own, from the Glennon Group, Court Stroud. It's all coming up this coming week, Friday and next Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Remember, if you came in on today's episode late or you want to catch up an episode to miss, it's so easy. Go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check out the podcast version. It's also available 24/7 at iTunes.com. And if you have Apple TV, you can watch it and hear on the iTunes podcast app. Remember, either way, you can download it to your smartphone or tablet, take us on the go, bring it to your friends any way you like. Again, that's iTunes and the Apple TV iTunes podcast app. If you don't have Apple TV, go to an Apple store near you or order it online. I want to give a shout-out to the folks at BK Live and Brick TV. Earlier today, I did my final BK Live segment of 2016. Locally on Brick TV. Brick is having their annual holiday party, and I want to thank the folks at Brick TV for a wonderful 2016 of Tomorrow Be Televised segments, a lot of great in-studio guests. I want to thank all the wonderful hosts, Brian Bynes, Greg Johnson, Melanie Vargas, and Aaron Watkins for being just great, great people to be around. Also want to thank my wonderful producer and collaborator, Justin Bryant, and our executive producer of BK Live, Jonathan Lee, and the wonderful production and technical crew at Brick TV. They are dynamite, each and every one, and we hope they have a fantastic holiday season and a great new year. If you want to catch our BK Live segments, go to YouTube, Brick TV. That's youtube.com/BrickTV. I want to thank all of you around the country who's been checking out those segments. They've been very well received. Some of them have had as many as over 1,000 views. And for that, we thank you. And if you've been watching us on YouTube, please tell your friends to tune us in live here on Blog Talk Radio. We really do appreciate it. And spread the word. It's always grateful. Also, don't forget, I also do columns for MediaNotice.com. Jack Myers talked on the website about media analysis and commentary. And we have more columns coming your way. Hopefully one more for the end of the year. Check it out, MediaVillage.com. Some of our wonderful guests like Jack and Stuart Elliott, former reporter for the New York Times, have wonderful columns there, and they write regularly. And we're going to be having our holiday party tomorrow. We're looking forward to that. Remember, you can also find me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter, as well as email me about the world of television. Is there anything you want to hear about what's going on in TV? Guests you want to hear? What's your thoughts on where TV's at and where it's going? Love to hear. So email me, SimonApple04@Yahoo.com. SimonApple04@Yahoo.com. Please include your name and where you're from. That's how you get involved in our customer question of the week. That's also how you get involved in our regular feature, Show to Know. Is there a TV show you like that you think deserves attention and isn't getting any? We want to give it attention, but I won't know unless you tell me, and if you do, we'll give you the credit for making it happen. So it's SimonApple04@Yahoo.com, and again, you can find me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at UBCSimonTWBT, at UBCSimonTWBT. However you get involved with us, we appreciate the contact. Why? Because what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio. Our production associates are Amy Domestico and Candace Williams. Amy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager. The creator of this very enterprise is Mr. Alan Levy. Tomorrow Be Televised was brought to you today by Audible.com and Amazon Company. Remember, if you want to get a free trial and a 30-day book to go with it, audibletrial.com/televised. That's the URL to make it happen, audibletrial.com/televised. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a wonderful rest of your Monday, and for that matter, the week to come. We'll catch you back here Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio. Please be safe and be great out there. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.